solidarity with the Wet'suwet'en Nation have caused a halt in the service on EXO's line for Kondiak. The commuter train which passes through Montreal's South Shore has not been able to access its route for the second week now. As a result, EXO has put a solution in place by providing commuters with access to shuttle buses for them to get to downtown Montreal. Demonstrations of solidarity have been occurring throughout the nation in light of the pipeline project being enforced on the Wet'suwet'en Nation. In other news, Tayendinaga protesters met with Federal Indigenous Services Minister Mark Miller on Saturday. Miller asked to meet and negotiate to end the blockade on a crucial stretch of rail through Tayendinaga territory. We're now in the second week of Canada-wide via rail closures due to the protests. The protests are being held in solidarity with the Wet'suwet'en hereditary chiefs who oppose pipeline construction on their traditional territory. In international news, a Diamond Princess cruise ship has been docked in Yokohama, Japan since February 3rd after a passenger tested positive for the coronavirus. Japanese officials have confirmed the infection of 99 more people aboard the ship, placing the total at 454. As a response to this, the Canadian government has stated that it will be sending a charter plane to bring those Canadian citizens stuck aboard the ship back to Canada. All Canadian passengers who are not experiencing any symptoms of the virus will still be assessed and kept in quarantine for a two-week period at the Canadian Forces Base Trenton in Ontario. This precautionary measure has sparked outrage among those passengers, given that they have already been quarantined for the past 2 weeks. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of In the Garage. I'm Cole, joined as always by my good friend Matt.
Hello.
And today we have a real cool episode lined up for you guys and gals and everyone else. So our theme for tonight is science fiction and future sounds. These are songs that invoke imagery of distant futures and robots and beeps and boops and all that kind of fun stuff. Is there anything else you'd like to say about that?
I just wanted to say that I'm very excited for this show, actually. When you presented this idea to me for this week's episode, I was really happy to do it because electronic music is, I don't want to say it's a guilty pleasure of mine because I don't really feel guilty about it. There's a lot of really good electronic music, but it's definitely something that I really enjoy to listen to.
Guilty pleasure, though, is that like would you say it's not your favorite?
No, not that it's not my favorite. It's just, I guess it's a bad term to use. It's like I don't know. It's like an indulgence almost. I really enjoy electronic music.
I do as well.
Yeah, I primarily obviously listen to a lot of alternative rock as this show focuses on, but electronic music is something that I really do enjoy a lot as well.
Yeah, I think especially for this playlist, it was a lot of fun putting it together because we do have a lot of electronic music, but on top of that, we have some new wave. We have
trying to mix in the idea of future sounds and science fiction too. You know, rock and alt rock music that our show is mostly based around. So, yeah, we'll have a good mix of different types of music for you.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited to get into it. Should we start off?
Sure, we can start off with the first couple of songs.
Great. So, first up, we have Disco by Sweet Trip right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
We'll be right back. There's always Brave New Jams, your source for the best in improvisational rock and roll. That's Brave New Jams, Saturday, 10 p.m. till midnight, on CJLO, 1690 a.m., CJLO.com.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Saturday, February 29th in your calendar and get over to the Palais des Congrès de Montréal for the Study and Go Abroad Fair. The best part? Admission is free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more information. The expo opens at 1 p.m., but the first seminar starts at noon.
Les Productions Nuit d'Afrique invites you to the largest world music showcase in Montreal, Les Cités d'Or de la Musique du Monde. Discover 36 groups every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 16th. Enjoy these free concerts and vote for your favorite artists. Follow the 14th edition on CitiesD'Or.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
And we're back. Matt was making me laugh during the break, so I apologize. Apologize for laughing.
It's not my fault.
He's just too funny. He can't help himself.
If only you could hear. I should do a stand-up comedy show.
Yeah, if only our listeners could be here during our ad breaks. Some real great conversations.
Some good banter. But we try to bring it as well with you, our listeners.
Of course, that's part of the premise of our show, right? Back and forth.
Very true.
Rapport between two friends. That's our gimmick. Anyway, so that was Black Cat by Broadcast, and before that was Landslide by Cabaret Voltaire. What I find particularly interesting about that Cabaret Voltaire song is that it kind of sounds like, I don't know if you got the same vibe, but it kind of sounds like it's an AI's interpretation of like what a rock song would sound like. Like you have the backing drum and the backing instruments, which are like, you know, pretty consistent. But then the guitar is kind of very off kilter and untraditional in a sense. So it adds that almost robotic AI quality to it. At least that's just how I feel about that song. So we were also talking during the break about our favorite sci-fi films, and I don't know what would you say is your favorite sci-fi film?
If I had to choose one, I would have to say it's probably Blade Runner, the original one, the director's cut, of course.
That's a good one, yeah. On your trip to Japan, you watched it on the plane, right?
I did, yes. But they didn't have the director's cut. They had the one with the Harrison Ford narrations.
Oh, yeah. I find that version hilarious because it's just kind of like a dumbed-down version of the film that that pretty much explains all of the plot points, like beat by beat,
yeah,
for people that can't follow.
Yeah, I feel like it was just kind of stating the obvious while watching it. And I think the biggest problem that I had with it was that it sort of cheapens the whole ending of the movie.
Definitely.
You know, you have that like great sort of monologue at the end, and Harrison Ford's character with his narration is like kind of just ruins the moment.
Well, also, if I'm not mistaken, the original ending had like there was this kind of ambiguity as to whether or not he was actually an android, right?
Yeah, it's not at the ending, but there's one scene earlier on in the movie where he's back at his apartment and he's looking through some pictures of the crime scene, or I think it was the hotel room that one of the replicants was staying in, and he has this daydream about a unicorn.
Right.
And
right.
That sort of implies that it's not actually his memory, it's something implanted in his memory, which is what they do with the androids in the movie. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's not in the non-director's cut version.
In that version, do they just flat out state that he is a replicant or no? It's been a while since I've...
I don't think they address it, actually. I think he just provides narration to some of the scenes and what's happening.
Okay. Either way, I think we can agree that it's an inferior version of the film.
Definitely. Definitely.
What else? I'm a big Alien fan.
Oh, yeah. Alien, I really like Alien, too, as well.
Obviously, Predator.
Predator is great.
Great, great films. Yeah. So with that being said, why don't you introduce the next few songs?
Sure. So this next song is called Recovery by 2814. It's this sort of ambient vaporwave project. Actually, the album that it comes from, Birth of a New Day, is one of my favorite albums. So yeah, I really like this song. It's the opening track, and I think you guys will like it, too. And then after that, we have Oberlove by Squarepusher, which is off of his newest album. Just came out back in January, called Be Up a Hello. And then after, the third song is called Curious by The Voids, which is the side project of The Strokes frontman Julian Casablancas. So we're going to kick it off with Recovery by 2814 here on In the Garage on CJLO 1690.
Thank you.
And we are back. here on CJLO 1690 in the garage. So how about that song by The Voids?
It's a good song.
It's a pretty polarizing song, but I like it. Yeah, I think the whole issue that people have with it is that it's a song by, you know, Julian Casablancas of The Strokes fame. And I think people just want him to keep making music like The Strokes.
The Strokes.
Like, is this it? But you can't expect that from him. I mean, it's like 20 years ago now, right?
Right. I mean, although The Strokes are coming out with new material now.
Yeah. Actually, they just released a new single a couple days ago. And it actually sounds a lot more similar to the stuff from The Voids than it does early Strokes. But I'm still very excited for it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you could tell there's a lot of influence from his work with The Voids.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, they're not really comparable, I don't think.
No.
They're very, very, very different. Very different sounds. The Voids, obviously, a lot more electronic influenced.
Yeah, definitely. So then before that, we had Square Pusher. It's the opening track from his newest album. I'm a big fan of it. I like it a lot. A lot of people are saying that it's a nice return to form for Square Pusher. He's going back to his drum and bass roots.
I'm actually not too familiar with Square Pusher. Does he have like a lot of albums out?
Yeah. He's got a really, really big back catalog of electronic albums.
Mm, that's cool.
Been around a long time, much like other electronic musicians like Aphex Twin or Autechre.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's he's a 90s.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, very similar to some of those guys.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I digged it.
Yeah, and that 2814 song again. I mean, I love that album so much. It's so great. Really, you should check it out. It's called Birth of a New Day. If you have the chance, I highly recommend it.
It's very evocative. Very it builds a nice world.
Yeah, it's a very atmospheric album. I mean, the song itself is also very atmospheric, but the album in total, I mean, you just feel like you listen to it and you can kind of imagine in your mind sort of what the album sounds like.
Yeah, it's almost as if you're like wandering through the streets of this futuristic like Neo-Tokyo.
Yeah, it's really cool. Neo-Tokyo from Akira. Another one of my favorite sci-fi movies.
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie as well. You should definitely check it out if you can.
Mm-hmm. And we were actually talking about other science fiction media that we enjoy aside from movies. So are there like, do you have any favorite science fiction video games? Or
Video games would be hard to pick. I actually tend to play more fantasy-based video games. But
yeah,
I do like, in terms of science fiction games, The Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic games, first and second, are both very, very good. Other than that, I like a lot of science fiction literature, like Brave New World, 1984, Oryx and Crake. A lot of great science fiction books as well.
Yeah, actually, the book that Blade Runner was based off of, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, that's a really good one.
Yeah, it's really cool. Very short, but very cool.
Yeah, I actually took a science fiction literature course here at Concordia. It was really interesting. We read that. We read Frankenstein. We read a bunch of great books. For all you Concordia students out there listening right now, I'd highly recommend taking it if it's still available.
Nice, nice. And I guess with that said, we'll get into the next three songs. So, Cole, you want to introduce those?
Sure, yeah. So first up, we have Messages by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. After that, Plastic Raincoat by Cindy Lee, which, if I'm not mistaken, is a fairly new album. I think it just came out this month. It's really, really interesting sound, you'll see. And then finally, we have Metal by Gary Newman, which I'm excited about because I really like Gary Newman.
Me too. I'm a big Gary Newman fan. Cars, great song.
Oh, yeah. Matt has a history with that song, to say the least.
We won't get into that, though.
Yeah. Anyways, so here's Messages right here on CJLO 1690 AM. We'll be right back.
What does jazz sound like? Tune into Jazz Island to hear selections, interviews, and live sessions by local Montreal musicians. You can listen on CJLO's 1690 AM every Sunday at noon. Yes, and would you like to know a secret? Jazz Island is actually a planet.
Are you ready to hear and see new challenging music that mixes electroacoustics, instrumental music, video, and theater? Come at Jesus on March 8th at 8 p.m. for a taste of the best creations of the Montreal student community, a concert presented by the Vivier Interuniversitaire.
Welcome back to In the Garage on CJLO 1690.
So that was Metal by Gary Newman. And before that, we had Plastic Raincoats by Cindy Lee. God, I totally forgot my talking point.
Oh, that's quite unfortunate.
Oh, actually, just remembered it. So I was reading an article the other day in which Grimes was saying that AI would render live musicians obsolete. Since you're a man of science, I was wondering what you've thought of this, whether or not that's a possibility or whether or not it's, you know, she's blowing it out of proportion.
I don't really have the greatest understanding of artificial intelligence. Actually, last semester I took a class called Computational Methods in Physics. I'm a physics student. So one of the topics we explored was algorithms used to make artificial intelligence programs. And there's a lot of interesting stuff you can do with things like pattern recognition, and they call it evolutionary algorithms, where artificial intelligence will learn. They'll try different things, and they'll whatever results in a failure, they'll sort of forget, and whatever results in a success, they'll keep doing. So it's much like Darwin's theory of evolution, things like that, natural selection. It's sort of a play on that, and is a tool used by programmers to make AI that can learn and adapt. And I think that might actually tie into what Grimes is talking about. If we get some AI that sort of learns how to make music, but then again, the issue comes with, you know, how do you tell an AI what's good and what's not?
Right. I mean, also, do you think the human ear would be able to distinguish an AI created song from a song created by humans? Or whether or not that's something we would want to listen to.
That's a very philosophical question. I don't think so. I think if the AI is, you know, made to learn music theory and understand things like composition, they could come up with some pretty nice songs that you might not be able to tell the difference.
I agree. Although I think it's crucial for art to have that human touch, you know?
For sure.
It's what makes music and movies and literature relatable on such an emotional level for many of us.
Yeah, exactly. Like a computer could make a song that's listenable and, you know, sounds good, but it won't really have the same emotional, sentimental attachment that a song composed by a human might.
Absolutely. So that about does it for our show tonight. We're nearing our end, although we still have a few songs left.
Yeah, I wanted to play a Kraftwerk song, but we're running out of time, so I had to cut that one a little short.
Yeah.
But the next song is Genesis by Grimes, hence the the Grimes little shout-out discussion.
Yeah, topical.
And then after that, we have Black Refraction by Tim Hecker. So those are going to be the last two songs that we close out this episode with.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening, and yeah, have a nice evening. We'll see you again next week.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So I'm Matt, here with Cole, in the garage on CJLO 1690.
Signing off.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Hey Concordia, it's that time again already. I'm Danny Gold with your community calendar for the week.